And good afternoon. You're listening to Ken Hudnall. This is the Ken Hudnall Show. Coming to you from our studios right here in exciting El Paso, Texas. Gateway to the Old West and the most haunted city in the country. Well, this is May 18th. 138th day of the year. 227 days remain till the year's over with. On this day in 332... Emperor Constantine the Great announces free distribution of food to the citizens in Constantinople. 872, Louis II of Italy is crowned for the second time as Holy Roman Emperor at Rome at the age of 47. His first coronation was 28 years earlier in 844 during the reign of his father, Lothair. 1096, the First Crusade. About 800 Jews are massacred in Worms, Germany. 1152, the future Henry II of England marries Eleanor of Aquitaine. He'd become king 2 years later after the death of his cousin once removed, King Stephen of England. 1268, the Principality of Antioch, a crusader state, falls to the Mamluk Sultan Babars in the siege of Antioch. 1291, the fall of Acre, end of crusader presence in the Holy Land. 1302, Burgess Maitens, the nocturnal massacre of the French garrison at Burgess by members of the local Flemish militia. 1388, during the Battle of Bayer Lake, General Lan Yu leads a Ming army forward to crush the Mongol hordes of Togus Timur, the Khan of Northern Yan. 1499, Alonso de Ojeda sets sail from Cadiz on his voyage to what's now Venezuela. 1565, the Great Siege of Malta begins, in which Ottoman forces attempt and fail to conquer Malta. In 1593, on this date, playwright Thomas Kidd's accusations of heresy lead to an arrest warrant for Christopher Marlowe. That's how you get rid of your competition. 1631, in Dorchester, Massachusetts, John Winthrop takes the oath of office and becomes the first governor of Massachusetts. 1652, slavery in Rhode Island is abolished, although the law is not rigorously enforced. 1695, the Linfen earthquake in Shattuck's Ming Dynasty causes extreme damage and kills at least 52,000 people. 1756, the Seven Years' War begins when Great Britain declares war on France. 1783, the first United Empire loyalists reach Power Town, later called St. John, New Brunswick, Canada, after leaving the United States. 1794, the Battle of Tourcoing during the Flanders Campaign of the War of the First Coalition. 1803, Napoleonic Wars, the United Kingdom revokes the Treaty of Amiens and declares war on France. Just shows you can't trust anybody. 1804, Napoleon Bonaparte is proclaimed Emperor of the French by the French Senate. 1811, Battle of Las Piedras, first great military triumph of the Revolution of the Rio de la Plata in Uruguay, led by José Artigas. 1812, John Bellingham is found guilty and sentenced to death by hanging for the assassination of British Prime Minister Spencer Perceval. 1843, the disruption in Edinburgh of the Free Church of Scotland from the Church of Scotland. 1848, opening of the first German National Assembly in Frankfurt. 1860, United States presidential election. Abraham Lincoln wins the Republican Party presidential nomination over William H. Seward, who later becomes Secretary of State. 1863, American Civil War. The Siege of Vicksburg begins. 1896, United States Supreme Court rules in Plessy v. Ferguson that the separate but equal doctrine is constitutional. 1896, Kodinka tragedy, mass panic on Kodinka Field in Moscow during the festivities of the coronation of Russian Tsar Nicholas II results in the death of 1,389 people. 1900, the UK proclaims a protectorate over Tonga. 1912, the first Indian film, Sri Pundulik, Adesa Sheb Torn is released in Mumbai. 1917, World War I, Selective Service Act of 1917 is passed, giving the president the power of conscription. You drafted, son. 1926, the evangelist Amy Simple McPherson vanishes in Venice, California. Turns out she was shacked up with somebody she knew. 1927, the Bass School disaster. 45 people, including many children, are killed by bombs planted by a disgruntled school board member in Bath Township in Michigan. 1927, after being founded for 20 years, the nationalist government approves Tonghai University to be among the first national universities of the Republic of China. 1933, the New Deal. FDR signs an act creating the Tennessee Valley Authority. 1944, World War II, Battle of Monte Cassino, concluded after 7 days of the fourth battle as German paratroopers evacuate Monte Cassino. 1944, on this date was the deportation of Crimean Tatars by the Soviet Union. 1948, first legislative yuan of the Republic of China officially convenes in Nanking. 1953, Jackie Cochran becomes the first woman to break the sound barrier. 1955, Operation Passage to Freedom, the evacuation of 310,000 Vietnamese civilians, soldiers, and non-Vietnamese members of the French Army from Communist North Vietnam to South Vietnam. That follows the end of the First Indochina War. But Operation Passage of Freedom ended on this date. 1965, Israeli spy Eli Cohen is hung in Damascus, Syria. 1969, Apollo program Apollo 10 is launched. 1973, Aeroflot Flight 109 is hijacked mid-flight, and the aircraft is subsequently destroyed when the hijacker's bomb explodes. Kills all 82 people on board. 1974, nuclear weapons testing. Under Project Smiling Buddha, India successfully detonates its first nuclear weapon, becoming the sixth nation to do so. 1977, Likud Party wins the 1977 Israeli legislative election, with Menachem Begin, its founder, as the sixth prime minister of Israel. 1980, Mount St. Helens erupts in Washington, kills 57 and causes $3 billion in damage. Also in 1980, students in Gwangju, South Korea, began demonstrations calling for democratic reforms. 1990, in France, a modified TGV train achieves a new rail world speed record of 320.2 miles per hour. 1991, Northern Somalia declares independence from the rest of Somalia as the Republic of Somaliland. 1993, riots in the Rebro, Copenhagen, caused by the approval of the four Danish exceptions to the Maastricht Treaty referendum. Police opened fire against civilians for the first time since World War II and injured 11 of the demonstrators. 1994, Israeli troops finished withdrawing from the Gaza Strip, ceding the area to the Palestinian National Authority for them to govern. 2005, the second photo from the Hubble Space Telescope confirms Pluto has two additional moons called Nix and Hydra. 2006, the post-Lokatantra Andolan government passes a landmark bill curtailing the power of the monarchy, making Nepal a secular country. 2009, the LTTE are defeated by the Sri Lankan government, ending almost 26 years of fighting between the two sides. 2015, at least 78 people die in a landslide caused by heavy rain in the Colombian town of Salgar. A school shooting at Santa Fe High School in Texas kills 10. 2019, U.S. presidential election. Joe Biden after his wife tells him he can, announces his presidential campaign. A lot of births and deaths on this date in history. Holidays and observances. Christian Feast Day. Alf Gaffu of Shaftesbury. Eric the Ninth of Sweden. Felix of Cantalis. Pope John. Venantius of Camerino. Baltic Fleet Day in Russia. Day of Remembrance of Crimean Tatar Genocide in Ukraine. Independence Day in Somaliland, which is not recognized really by anybody. International Museum Day. National Speech Pathologist Day in the U.S. Mulivakal Remembrance Day in Sri Lanka among the Tamils. Revival, Unity, and Poetry of Magtimuli Day in Turkmenistan. Teachers Day in Syria and Victory Day in Sri Lanka. Let's see what else we might have. Okay. In 1596, Wilhelm Barents leaves Amsterdam for Novaya Zemlya. 1619, Dutch jurist and scholar Hugo Grotius sentenced to life in prison in Leuvenstein Castle in the Netherlands. He later escapes by hiding in a book chest. 1631, English colony in Massachusetts Bay grants Puritans voting rights. 1642, Ville Marie, later called Montreal in Canada, founded by the Société Notre Dame de Montreal. 1703, Dutch and English troops occupy Cologne. 1765, on this date, fire destroyed a large part of Montreal and Quebec. 1794, Battle of Tourcoing. The French Republican Army defeats the Habsburg Coalition near Lille in France during the War of the First Coalition. 1830, Edwin Budding of England signs an agreement for the manufacture of his invention. It's called the lawnmower. Saturdays are destroyed forever. 1846, U.S. troops attack the Rio Grande and occupy Matamoros. 1852, Massachusetts ruled that all school-age children must attend school. 1861, the Battle of Sewell's Point, Virginia. That was the first federal offensive against the South. And on this date, 1863, General U.S. Grant began siege of Vicksburg, Mississippi. After 47 days of siege, Confederate Lieutenant General John C. Pemberton's troops surrender. 1864, the Battle of Yellow Bayou in Louisiana. 1869, Robert Tanner Freeman is the first African American to graduate from Harvard Dental School. 1869, on this date, saw the surrender and dissolution of the Izu Republic in Japan. 1897 is held the first Irish Music Festival held in Dublin. 1897, Herbert Henry Dow founds Dow Chemical in Midland, Michigan. In 1904, Morocco, a brigand by the name of Razuli kidnaps Anne H. Perdicaris, an American citizen. 1911, President Jose Porfirio Diaz of Mexico's term as president ends. 1916, U.S. pilot Kiffin Rockwell shoots down a German aircraft over Alsace in World War I. 1917, the first units of the American Expeditionary Force, commanded by Pershing, is ordered to go to France. 1918, a TNT explosion in a chemical factory in Oakland, Pennsylvania, kills 200. 1926, on this date, as I said before, evangelist Amy Simple McPherson, who was something of a looker in her day, vanished in Venice, California. Turned up a month later saying she'd been kidnapped, but as I said, it was later discovered she'd been shacked up with a lover. 1927, Grauman's Chinese Theater opens in Hollywood, California. Also in 27, the Ritz Hotel opens in Boston. 1933, 5,000 forced deportees in the Soviet Union arrive on Nazino Island. In 13 weeks, most of them will be dead due to disease, cannibalism, and violence. 1934, TWA begins commercial service. On this day in 1940, German troops conquer Brussels. 1941, the Italian army in Ethiopia, under General Aosta, surrenders to Britain. 1943, Allied bombers attack Pantelleria, an Italian island 100 kilometers southwest of Sicily. 1944, the Polish Second Army captured the convent of Monte Cassino in Italy. 1944 saw the expulsion of 200,000 Tatars from Crimea by the Soviet Union. They were accused of collaborating with the Germans, which was one of the excuses for the invasion of Ukraine to get rid of the Nazis. 1949, the Antiquarian Booksellers Association of America incorporates. 1951, General Collins predicts the use of atomic bombs in Korea. 1952, Professor W.F. Libby says Stonehenge dates back to 1848 B.C. He was wrong, but he said it. 1964, the Supreme Court ruled it unconstitutional to deprive naturalized citizens of citizenship if they returned to home country for more than 3 years. 1965, Gene Roddenberry suggested 16 different names for the captain in Star Trek. One of those was Kirk. 1967, Tennessee Governor Ellington approved the repeal of the Butler Act, also called the Monkey Law. It prohibited the teaching of evolution, upheld in the 1925 Scopes trial. 1968, 1971, President Nixon rejected 60 demands of the Congressional Black Caucus. In 1974, Ray Stevens' song The Streak hit number one on this date. In 1978, in keeping with the times, Italy legalized abortion. In 1982, Unification Church founder Reverend Sun Myung Moon convicted of tax evasion. In 1986, the South African Army occupied Botswana, Zimbabwe, and Zambia. In 1990, actress Judy Carne from Laugh-In arrested at JFK Airport on an 11-year-old drug warrant. In 1992, Supreme Court ruled that states couldn't force mentally unstable criminal defendants to take antipsychotic drugs. See what else we got. In 2001, 100-year-old Harold Stilson becomes the oldest golfer to record a hole-in-one when he aces the 108-yard par-3 16th hole at Deerfield Country Club in Florida. I think that has pretty much all righty. We have been talking about all kinds of unsolved mysteries. This will be our third installment of unsolved mysteries of this week. You know, basically, there are so many bizarre things that happen that it's hard to know what's valid and what's not. You know, one of the big mysteries that has fascinated people is crop circles. Now, two guys in England claimed that they had gone all over the world making crop circles. Of course, it's impossible. But they got some publicity, and you know, they're geometric patterns created by flattening crops in wheat fields by some unknown force. Sometimes referred to as the crop formation. Now, some folks say it's a prank rarely made by some people, and others say it's a revelation given by aliens to the people on Earth. But whatever may be causing them, to this day, we have no idea. Now, our next mystery actually began 20,000 years ago. An aluminum wedge was discovered in 1974 on the banks of the Mureș River in Transylvania, buried in the remains of a 20,000-year-old mastodon. And judging by the shape of its shell, the aluminum wedge itself is thought to have been about 300 to 400 years old. Normally, aluminum is always doped with other metals, but in this mystery, this aluminum wedge is made of pure aluminum, which is fascinating because aluminum was only discovered in 1808. And in 1885, it was discovered how to produce high-quality aluminum. So the question becomes, where did whoever used the aluminum wedge to kill the mastodon 20,000 years ago, where did they get the aluminum? I mean, literally, it's impossible, but it happened. Now let's look at our next mystery. It's actually referred to as the Great Alien Mystery. Now, alien is what humans call life forms on other planets. Now, since ancient times, human beings have been devoted to the exploration and research of aliens, even though there's no evidence to prove that they exist. The UFO incident's also become a big mystery. UFOs first appeared in the U.S. Back in the 1800s. At least, they were publicized in the 1800s. In 1878, a farmer in the U.S. claimed to have seen a round flying object suspected of being an alien spacecraft, but there's no evidence to actually prove what he saw was true. In the following years, countries around the world reported seeing UFOs. But in actuality, at the end of the day, no country could actually prove that these things existed. So the question of whether or not aliens and UFOs exist became a mystery in the world. And to this day, countries around the world are still working on the exploration of aliens. I mean, this is something of a shortcut for mankind to explore the unknown world. If we can have an effective dialogue with an alien, we can understand the secrets of the universe. At least that's what many think. Now, this next mystery actually revolves around a very simple question. Where does Earth's water come from? In addition to oxygen, water is a substance necessary for human life. And it's speculated at the beginning of the formation of the Earth, the area of the ocean was much larger than it is now. And in fact, the entire Earth was covered with seawater at that time. And life also had its beginnings in the ocean. And although Darwin's theory of evolution believed that humans evolved from the apes, fossil evidence suggests that apes evolved from four-legged fish. And although there are still many questions about the emergence and evolution of human beings, the importance of water to life is unquestionable. Birthplace of human civilization is almost always in places where abundant water sources exist, but the question becomes, where does the water come from? Now, people have done so many explorations on other planets in the solar system, but they've not found the existence of liquid water, let alone such a large area of ocean as the Earth has. Though there is some question as to whether or not there are underground seas on Mars. So while the Earth is so special, it's always been the focus of people's explorations. Some people think when the Earth is first formed, like other rocky planets, there was no liquid water on the ground. Later meteorites continued to hit the Earth, and these meteorites sent liquid water to the surface of the Earth, although there were really nobody there to find it. Now, the new theory proposes the water on Earth may have also come from comets in space, because scientists have found that the water on the surface of the Earth will be decomposed into hydrogen and oxygen atoms under the irradiation of ultraviolet rays and will escape from the atmosphere into space and vanish. At the same time, there's also water in space with the same quality as flying out of the Earth and re-entering the Earth's surface. But, in actuality, that statement has never been definitively confirmed. Whether the water on the Earth comes from space or exists in the interior of the Earth itself, you have to ask, is there any special formation process? It's not been explained, but maybe one day we'll find out. Now, this next one is somewhat water related. In May of 2001, a team of probes led by the Advanced Digital Communications Agency mapped the seafloor topography in Cuban waters. But sonar technology revealed a very surprising discovery. At about 2,200 feet beneath the surface, in the seabed area of the range, there are stone buildings piled up in regular geometric shapes. It looks like the ruins of a city. No one has yet determined what city, or if, you know, it could be remnants of Atlantis, who knows. Now let's talk about the mysterious prophet. Baba Vanga was a very famous Bulgarian mystic and prophet. And she was a child. Tornado swept her up into the air, and she was buried by gravel when she landed, resulting in her becoming blind. She said to have accurately predicted Stalin's death and spent several years in prison for it. She's also known for predicting the collapse of the Soviet Union, the death of Princess Diana, the sinking of the Kursk nuclear submarine, the 9/11 terrorist attacks in the U.S., and the fact that the 44th president of the United States will be black. Others say that Baba Vanga is a liar and the so-called language is nothing but a coincidence. It's even said during the Second World War, Hitler visited her and knew her battle would eventually end in failure. He made arrangements for her, his own destiny in advance. Difficult future things have also been determined. It's always been asked, where does the future exist? Does it already exist? Can it be changed? We have so little understanding of all of this. Well, another mysterious female was Cleopatra. Now, the Ptolemaic kingdom lost its former glory due to various factors, such as the weakening of the centralized government and corruption. When Ptolemy the 12th went to Rome, Cleopatra the 6th seized the opportunity to seize power, and then mysteriously died suddenly. After her death, Cleopatra the 7th became a candidate for kingship. Now, Cleopatra, who came to power as an adult, displayed extraordinary diplomacy and at the same time also paid special attention to foreign policy. But the good times, if you can call them that, didn't last for long. In the struggle for kingship, Ptolemy the 13th and Cleopatra the 7th once again faced the same political battles as their fathers. Cleopatra the 7th, who was as the most beautiful woman in Egypt, successfully used her beauty to seduce Julius Caesar at that time. And this was the same time period he was consolidating his dominance. In the original war between Egypt and Rome, it was said it was planned by Cleopatra. But with the death of Caesar and the turbulent coup in the country, Cleopatra VII was unable to deal with such a situation. In order to escape the pursuit of her enemies, the once powerful queen had to face escape. In the end, it said she died by her own hand and committed suicide by taking poison. It's also recorded that in the legend, Cleopatra used a cobra to commit suicide. However, historians don't agree with this. First of all, the performance of this strong woman makes historians not believe she chose to commit suicide. People speculate that Octavian may have sent somebody to assassinate her. So even this far after her death, we don't have an accurate judgment of what actually killed her. Well, now I've got a question that I've pondered for a long time. Are ghosts real? In May 2004, a group of urban adventure enthusiasts snuck into an abandoned naval dock in South Plymouth, England. In the cabin, an old lampshade, a dirty mattress, a toppled TV, and even a few collapsed wooden beams were all that were found. Suddenly, somebody found a windfall. Heard the sobbing of a woman from the depths of the cabin. As they approached the source of the sound, it suddenly stopped. They never found anyone to account for the sobbing. So that raised the question, do ghosts really exist? On a global scale, there are countless people who claim to have seen ghosts, encountered ghosts, been possessed by ghosts. So each of us has to make our own decision that do ghosts really exist? Some Shakespeare's Macbeth to the NBC television show The Medium, the spirits of the dead have haunted our culture and our legends. A lot of folks claim to have seen ghosts appear, ranging from unidentified strangers to deceased friends and relatives. Reliable evidence of ghost existence have yet to be obtained, and believing eyewitnesses continue to report their experiences of seeing ghosts, photographing ghosts, and even communicating with them. Ghost investigators hope to one day prove that the dead can come into contact with the living, which would give us the answer to that final mystery. What happens after death? Well, there's been a lot of discussion about whether or not the Nephilim, or giants, really exist. A petrochemical giant was discovered in Ireland during a mining operation in 1895. This strange giant was 12 feet tall, 4 foot long arms and legs, and 6 toes on 1 foot. The appearance reminded many of the words written in the second book of Samuel. The battle was at Gath again, and there was a man of great stature with 6 fingers on each hand and 6 toes on each foot. He was a natural giant. And in the mounds across the Midwest, a number of giant skeletons have been found. Quite often they're wearing copper armor. I guess at this point it's a good time to raise the question, where does life come from? You know, folks have raised many questions about the source of oxygen and water, and been many puzzles about the formation of the brain, especially the formation of life, especially the development of the human brain. And as we said earlier, the latest theory of species evolution believes that all life on Earth, including humans, evolved from the ocean. Even if humans descended from apes, the apes came from the four-legged fish. And folks have also found fossils that would seem to be able to prove this conclusion. But even if the formation of life can be explained, the human thinking ability and intelligence level have never been explained by the theory of evolution. It's as if it appeared out of thin air. Science and various religions around the world have different interpretations of the origins of life. But still, no strong evidence can be found to prove its origin. Most common and simplest specific question is that there is no accurate answer, and that seems to confuse people. Well, another unbelievably confusing mystery of the the Nazca Lines. It's in the desert, 200 miles south of Lima, Peru. One of the clear patterns is about 37 miles long and a mile wide. Strange giant patterns discovered in the 30s have left scientists unable to explain them. The lines of these patterns are very straight. Some have paralleled each other, and to the scientists' surprise, the patterns look very much like ancient airstrips when viewed from the air. Even Eric von Däniken, who wrote Chariots of the Gods, suggests that the motifs are likely to be an alien version of a runway for the landing of aircraft. Well, let's talk about the Gogol ghost train. Spring of 1933, an Italian officer was to bring the skull of the great Russian writer Gogol to a Russian lawyer who was leaving by train from Rome. On the train, the Italian officer's brother wanted to make a joke with his friend, so he took Gogol's skull box and took out the skull to scare him. At that moment, the passengers on board the train, for absolutely no reason, all panicked. A strange white fog engulfed the train. Only two passengers jumped off the train. However, the strangest thing happened. The other 104 passengers on board the train vanished with the train. After more than 50 years, the train briefly reappeared in Ukraine in 1991, then vanished again. As Ripley used to say, believe it or not. Well, according to legend, Atlantis is an ancient civilization with advanced technology and social customs. In Plato's description, the country finally disappeared because it lost the favor of God. Many historians and investigators carefully studied it in relevant literary works and biographies, and a linguist and classicist believe Plato's story is not just a simple allegory. Some metaphors in the text reveal the location of Atlantis, and most historical sources suggest the site of the civilization should have been in or near the Mediterranean Sea. Now, in some popular cultures, Atlantis is located closer to the Atlantic Ocean, and underwater volcanic activity in this area is believed by many to be the reason for Atlantis submerging. The description of Atlantis is full of various legends. From mythology to utopian construction, it seems that this is the most beautiful homeland on the planet. Atlantis in today's culture has become more of a symbol of beauty but there are still many people who think this place is real. Based on its legendary record and records in the Bible, religious stories may be more of an inheritance between believers. You know, in keeping with discussing vanishing civilizations, let's talk about the Bermuda Triangle. Located in the southeastern part of Florida Peninsula in North America. Specifically, it refers to a western Atlantic triangle formed by the three-point line connecting Bermuda, Miami in the U.S., and San Juan in Puerto Rico. Each side is about 2,000 kilometers long. And because this sea area often occurs in these extraordinary phenomena that are difficult to explain with existing scientific and technological means, or according to normal thinking, logic, and reasoning methods in modern times, it's become synonymous with mysterious and incomprehensible disappearances. There are always mysterious disappearances near the Devil's Triangle in Bermuda. Mystery of Bermuda Triangle, the mysterious island with no return, and the mystery of the reappearance of the missing in Bermuda are all unsolved mysteries that revolve around the question, is there a time tunnel? The mysterious disappearance of six crew members near Bermuda in 1981, the mysterious reappearance of the past 8 years, is only a moment in the past in their eyes. This phenomena happens occasionally, and the cause of it can't be solved until now. And no matter how advanced everything appears to be, the answers to those questions are still beyond the reach of today's science. Another mystery of the sea, the mystery of dolphin group deaths. 1987, more than 2,000 dolphins died off the coast of Brazil. Nobody has a clue why. And they died en masse. They seem to be disturbed by some other species or chased by predators, but so far there's been no direct evidence as to why they died or even how they died, which is a sad loss. Whales have also experienced mass death. 1989, 140 whales died en masse off the southern coast of Chile, and nobody has a clue why. Now, there's been a lot of speculation made by scientists, that none of which has been confirmed. Many animals have committed suicide collectively around the world, and in most of these cases, science cannot find the real reason. Well, in keeping with our little mysterious death theme, in ancient Egypt, there were always terrifying incantations regarding the pharaohs. Legend has it these spells can help the deceased through the afterlife, and if anybody in the world touches it, they'll be cursed. And the curse of the pharaohs is considered one of the top 10 unsolved mysteries in the world. On the tomb of the ancient Egyptian pharaoh Tutankhamun is carved, "Whoever disturbs the peace of the pharaoh, the wings of death will descend on his head." So-called pharaoh's spell became more and more strange. These kind of curses exist all over the world, such as Thailand and China and many other tombs, and they seem to have amazing effects. At present, it's impossible to know what the principles of these curses actually is. These ancient spells exceed the cognitive level of most folks. You know, the history of the Diamond of Doom, as it's called, also has the legend of the curse. It's said that the former owners of this gem all died mysteriously shortly after they got it. For this reason, everybody thinks it carries a curse. The original name of this gemstone was the Hope Blue Diamond. And this dark blue diamond is very beautiful in shape, is cut into a delicate heart shape. And if you look closely, you can also find the blue-white shimmering luster on the body. It said it emits a unique fluorescent light when exposed to ultraviolet rays. But it's such a beautiful gem, it's changed hands periodically throughout the centuries and never had its own exclusive owner and stable place. From royalty to the common people, the owners have all died, unfortunately. Louis XVI, who was sent to the guillotine, briefly owned it. And it wasn't until the gem was sent to the Smithsonian, where it slept silently, that it seems that the curse associated with the Hope Diamond ended. Maybe it did. But then again, maybe it didn't. Well, from the curse of the pharaohs and the curse of the Hope Diamond, let's talk about the Bigfoot mystery. You know, the legend of Bigfoot's been circulating in the U.S. for hundreds of years. 1967, two photographers finally captured the trail of Bigfoot in the Valley of California and left a one-minute video. After being reported by the mainstream media in the U.S., the discovery of Bigfoot immediately caused sensation all over the world. But after many years, somebody pointed out that this is a scam, and the so-called Bigfoot's looking for someone to dress up. Whether it's true or not is still unclear. Since that time, nobody else has seemed to find Bigfoot, so it could well have been a hoax. But if Bigfoot really exists, how can it just vanish. That's another mystery. Well, if this is a hoax, then you have to ask yourself, why? But if it really exists, why haven't we found at least a skeleton of one died? In the Chinese army, a group of people have seen this kind of creature. They say they're extremely huge and they catch large prey with their hands and carry them on their backs. There'll be 7 or 8 huge figures in a row. So the question becomes, what are they? Well, the mystery of Xiangting Dai, ancient civilization in Sichuan province in China. It's one of the most important archaeological discoveries in China since the 20th century. It's a historical and cultural site about 3,000 to 5,000 years old. The site covers an area of about 12 square kilometers. It's 5,000 meters northwest of Changjing County in the Sichuan province. Archaeologists excavated and found thousands of rare treasures there. But where did these treasures come from? It's one of the top 10 unsolved mysteries in the world. The excavation continues. Many experts have also pointed out that this is the product of an alien civilization. Its carvings are not like those of humans, and the entire structure looks different from what other tombs look like. Or it may be an unknown ethnic group that we don't have with us any longer. Then we have the famed abominable snowman in the Himalayas. Now, the legend about the snowman in the Himalayas has been heard by many people. It can be said to be one of the longest unsolved mysteries of human beings. The related records about the snowman legend can be traced back to more than 300 years B.C. And there are various kinds of snowmen in the circulating version. Some people say it's covered with red hair, and some people say it's white, like an ape, and its character's more kind and docile, but because it lives in the wild all year round, it's rather aggressive. In the past few hundred years, due to the development of science and technology, people have further explored the Himalayas, so the records of snowmen have become more and more frequent. One man was ambushed by a snow leopard when he was chopping wood, but the snowman suddenly rushed out and dispatched the snow cat, saving the life of the Sherpa girl who was cutting the wood. Of course, there are more than one case of people encountering the snowman. 1938, Captain Awigu was traveling alone in the Himalayas, and he encountered bad weather, and the heavy snow caused his body to lose temperature quickly. Just when he thought he was going to die in the Himalayas, he felt that an animal nearly 3 meters was wrapped around him, and after the snow stopped, Captain Awigu gradually regained consciousness, and the huge animal he had felt that had wrapped itself around him was no longer there. There was just a pungent odor. Therefore, as the legend of the snowman gradually spread to the outside world, many expedition teams wanted to find the prove the existence of the snowman, but the final result was they couldn't find it. But the research on the snow in the outside world became stagnant for a moment. It's very similar to Homo sapiens, ancestor of our human being. But of course, this is all just speculation. There's no solid evidence, so the Himalayan Yeti has become an unsolved mystery for well over 100 years. Then we have the mysterious green man in the underworld of St. Martin. Now, in our daily life, the general human skin color is generally yellow, white, or black. But what do you think about green people? In the 12th century, in a deep forest on the outskirts of England, when people set a large number of traps in a deep forest for hunting, one day they heard the cry of human infants come from one of the traps. People rushed to the trap, to rescue whoever it was, and they were shocked by what they found. They saw the child in the trap was very different from the children that we know. He saw that his eyes and skin were green, their clothes and language was different. It was strange, but people at that time could clearly feel the signal for help coming from these two. So the people at that time rescued the two green children based on the principle of saving folks, but one of them died of illness not long after that, and the child who survived by chance under the care of everybody slowly learned English. So the mystery of this entity's life experience has gradually become clear. According to the little girl, she came from an underground world of St. Martin and came out this time out of curiosity. And when she said this, it can be said to shock everybody because the little girl was covered in green. Nobody dared to go to St. Martin that the little girl talked about. So the question is, does this underworld really exist? Well, we've come to the end of today's show. We'll be back tomorrow and talk about the largest ghost fleet that has been spotted off the coast of Singapore. Until tomorrow at this time, this is Ken Hudnall for the Ken Hudnall Show, saying have a truly great evening.